This is one of the most important interviews that I've done, really. General McInerney is coming across very humble. I'm talking to her during the break. I don't know. He may be too close. He doesn't even understand the weight of the information he's given. Maybe he does. Maybe that's why he's here. Either way, we greatly appreciate it. This is the Rubicon. I've talked about this quite often. If we let this go, if we do not stand up and stop this, if we do not stop this bully, then what does a bully do? If you don't stop a bully, what does a bully do? They get worse. And this idea, we can just think that we can just look the other way. It's obvious we can't rely on the institutions and the people who have sworn to protect it. Very few of them. There are patriots there, especially in the military. General McInerney, we talked a little bit about that during the break. If we do not stop this, the Rubicon will have been crossed. The great experiment, the great heritage, inheritance of our founding fathers, the Declaration of Independence seal, which is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which has been gifted to us, which is a miracle among miracles, which has lifted freedom so high, like an umbrella, it gives shade to the whole world. If we let this go, we will have relinquished it all. That is my opinion. That is my feeling. That is how dramatic and poignant this moment is. We're talking to General McInerney about this and what can be done. Before we get into martial law, what that looks like, what have you, January 20th, you obviously talk to a lot of people. You have friends, patriots in the military. I don't want you to give names for obvious reasons, but what are people in the military, what is their feeling and opinion as you discuss all these things? How does the wind blow in the military right now concerning this whole event?
Well, I think they're concerned. They want the facts. And because the mainstream media isn't putting out the facts and they're poo-pooing it, some of them are a little confused. But what they're not confused about is to take orders from their leadership. And that's why it's very important for the Joint Chiefs and that to know what is going on. And I mentioned earlier that former Secretary of Defense Esper was fired because he didn't understand the Insurrection Act. And he hasn't understood, in my opinion, what is going on around him, what was going on with those riots in the states. Washington, D.C., for instance, right out in front of the White House. And so the current acting Secretary of Defense, Chris Miller, gets it. He knows what's going on. Now, look, I was not aware of any of this till the 1st of November. All right? I didn't see this coming. But that's not my job to see this coming. But there wasn't much talk about it. But now that it's here, and now all these facts that I'm giving you and talking about, mine are kind of notional in a way, but a driver tells the press that he drove 288,000 ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. I knew that was told 1.58 million mail-in ballots were sent out by the state. I've repeated this, 2.5 come back in. That means someone had a printing press. And what happened was President Trump was winning by a landslide. And so all these things had to be done, which they moved them out of the covert business, secret to open. They've got people that you were talking about that were doing this. They knew they were doing wrong, but they look at it as, well, that's, we've been doing this and voting and dirty politics in Detroit, Philadelphia, some of the states, cities up in Wisconsin.
Milwaukee, yeah.
For a long time. Milwaukee. You know, we've been doing this. That's just the way business is done. Not on this scale and not in this coordination. And not all, well, I guess it has been all Democrats. That's why they don't care about any the issues. But look, I just had something that came across my wires that a Georgia judge will not throw out votes with unsubstantiated addresses. That's amazing, isn't it? Well, it turns out that judge,
stunning,
that judge is Stacey Abraham's sister. Now, she's committing treason as a judge.
Oh,
so
okay.
Each minute, we find something new.
Okay, we're basically, we're sitting here. We can see, it's, my God. I mean, one statistic that you said, I don't need to know any damn thing else. 1.8 million ballots were mailed out and 2.5 were received back. I don't need to know anything else to know, my God, I better get in there and investigate this. This, but we better turn every leaf up and see what happens here. My God, the potential of this is massive. I don't need to know anything else. And anybody can go to the Secretary of State in Pennsylvania, and they'll tell you how many ballots they mailed out, and they'll tell you how many ballots they received. They will tell you this. Anybody, Fox News, Chris Matthew, or Chris Wallace, you can go check this, Chris Wallace. You don't need General McInerney to have to be here on this show. Why don't you investigate it, Chris Wallace? I'm getting emotional, General.
We need to be.
The level of fraud, the level of danger. This is not. We're not just talking. We're not just complaining anymore. We are literally talking about the end of our republic, and they just keep doing it. They keep doing it. And what you just said about Stacey Abrams and her sister, I mean, it's almost like there is no other way except martial law. Trump is not going to get a fair shake in a court. Show me a court that has given him a fair shake. And if they have, then the upper court's just going to overrule them. I mean, that's obvious. The Supreme Court won't hear it. One of the cases they said, well, we'll hear it after January 22nd, after the inauguration. My God. I mean, there is nothing else for him to do except martial law and get, you know, these people in a room and hold their feet to the fire. I don't know what else to do. You're an expert on this. You're an operational expert. Who is going to be the president on January 20th? Who's going to get inaugurated? And what is going to happen between now and then? Your best guess and what ideally what you'd want to happen.
Well, ideally, what I want to happen is that Vice President Pence will not declare those votes that came in from the states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, that he will not, and Nevada, will not declare them legal, and that they are given to, and so the voting goes to the Congress. And I understand that, you know, you get one vote per state in the House. And I understand we have 30 states that are Republican. And in the Senate, we still have, of course, you don't know what guys like Mitt Romney and Haas or from Nebraska, what they're going to do. But that we can solve it that way. But if we can't, he must declare martial law. And in martial law, the reason I'm pushing martial law is because he's got to lift these onerous restrictions that these governors, Democratic governors, have put on people and are driving them out of business. Plus, anybody like Antifa and Black Lives Matter that creates riots, you've got to crush it ruthlessly and immediately. You can't wait till some weak-kneed mayor or some weak-kneed governor says he's thinking about it. And then you must have all these things done transparently with a bilateral commission. Hear these people out. Take the highlights of them. And I remember when Senator Ron Johnson had hearings 2 weeks ago, I think it was, maybe it's three now, how effective they were. So the American people can actually see, and those people that participated in this, they will go and say what they did. That is going to be important, that every American knows, with all the transparency that we can offer, what really happened and what really happened and why the president is doing what he's doing. But he's got to keep this economy going. He's got to break loose from what this pandemic. And look, the Chinese have got to pay us back what they've done. I don't know how many trillions of dollars we've got in China has of our money, but all of a sudden, that is no longer repayable to China. Those bonds, no longer. This was a deliberate biological attack on the United States to deliberately impact our election. If American people don't understand that, then they're really clueless. But we are in a fight for our lives, America. Beware what is going on. Beware what the mainstream media is doing to us. Beware of what the Congress has been doing. We finally have a president that has the courage and the understanding to fight these foreign and domestic enemies that are attacking us right now.
He's called, he meaning President Trump. President Trump has called for Americans to show up on January 6th, I guess probably for a couple of reasons. One, to show Congress, to show the Senate and House that, you know, America, you know, you get a million people on your back door, it's kind of hard to screw the, it's a lot harder to screw the president over if there's a million people in your backyard screaming. Two, it probably protects the White House because, let's face it, Pelosi just talked openly about, well, I guess we're just going to have to go drag Trump out of the White House. I mean, they've talked about this openly. So it's kind of a twofold operation, having people in Washington, one, protect, two, send a message to Congress. You mentioned about Pence, and I want to explain to the audience in case they don't understand this. Okay, when you vote in America, the states, by the Constitution, they decide the manner in which electors are selected. So then you vote, the electors go, the legislature gave the Secretary of State power then to put those electors to go to Washington. So at some point, Pence is going to have all these votes. He has the plenary power, which means the absolute power, undeniable and unappealable power. He is going to accept them or not. So he can, from each state, he can accept. You know, if he's sitting there with evidence that China hacked Georgia through the thermostat into the Dominion machine, if he has absolute evidence of that, he is duty bound to not accept Georgia's electoral count. He can't do it. He can't do it. He has to defend the Constitution. I'm not going to accept this. This has not been legally given to us. And so with the other states also. If he does that, the count will be, I think it's 232 to 220 something, and Trump will have a lead in the electoral vote. He will not have 270, and then there's the debate, well, does it go to the House, and then the House votes one state, one vote, or do they just go with Trump wins 232 to 222, or 220, whatever it is. And either way, Trump wins. That is the debate. The other side certainly knows that. It's certainly in play. It's certainly legal. That's why the blackout in the media, that's why the censorship on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen, you're starting to see the power of the censorship. If nobody understands this, if nobody knows this, that's why it's key that Miller's in the position that he's in. I believe he's a patriot. General McInerney says he understands this. Have I described this well, really, what the kind of the different choices we got here, General? Anything else I'm missing here?
No, you're spot on. Now, if he does that, and it goes in, and it turns out that President Trump wins, I still think there has got to be and that's why I believe martial law, till we get control of it, because we know that China, that Russia,
the riot.
North Korea, all these people were participating in this fraudulent voting. They want to get rid of them. And so they can make troubles for us abroad and in the United States. So he needs to have authority to maintain the control and law and order in our country. We cannot have what we had out in Portland, what we had in Seattle, what we had in New York City, in Washington, D.C., Chicago, you name it.
This is a totally different subject, but just quickly, what do you make of this? Obviously, this virus is man-made, obvious. I mean, Nobel Prize-winning scientists have come out and said this is obvious. It's not even a doubt. came from Wuhan lab, it appears. What do you make of this COVID vaccine push? And there's talk of mandating this and making people get it and blah, blah, blah. What do you make of all that? It just totally turns my stomach.
Well, again, it's the control. The first thing is we all must recognize that China deliberately did this to have an impact, number one, on our economy, number two, on our elections. That was their priorities. And they were in the Democrats, whether it was, I won't mention any names, who was doing it with them. That needs to be played out. We do know that Dr. Fauci has put $3.5 million into the Wuhan lab. But whoever it is, we need to look into that. That is an important thing. But the American people must understand all the things that are going on, because we've never seen such an attack from within the United States to seize control of the government. Look, if we haven't wised up now, after 3 years of the Russian collusion hoax, and then the impeachment, we know that these Democratic leaders today will do anything, and they exhibited it on this election. And I think the fingers are going to point very clearly at who is responsible for this high treason. Daniel, I repeat, this is high treason by those leaders involved. This is not dirty politics or something like that, fraudulent voting. This is high treason to seize control of the United States like we have never experienced before in our history. And it is so widespread, with the mainstream media, from Fox News to all the others, complicit in this endeavor to take down this government and this president. So wake up, America. We cannot let this happen. We've got to support President Trump's ability to investigate this and thoroughly a report back to the American people what actually transpired and who led it and why they did it. Look, they even war gamed this, Daniel. They're very sophisticated in what they've done. And there are former military people, and led, their indications are, that were involved with this treason.
Hmm. Come January 20th, who is going to be inaugurated?
Well, my hope it is President Trump. But hope is not a strategy. I think that it was so obvious that even though your FBI and certain people knew it was coming, did not report it, did not monitor it, I believe that he had Army units that were doing this, and that they were in a position to lay out this information to the American people. I have sources that can show exactly what the voting was doing and show exactly where Hammer and Scorecard entered the fray and what they did. I have information available to me on that, and so I'm assuming that it is available to others and that the president already has this.
Have you talked to Sidney Powell? I mean, is Sidney Powell up on this? I mean, I would have to, I kind of assume she is.
I think she is.
If that's true, if that's true what you just said, I there's no way Trump can lose. I mean, he can call an emergency. He can get in the Oval Office and he can talk to the American people and say, here it is right here, A, B, C, D, and E. This is it. Because of this, this is obvious. I am going to invoke the Insurrection Act, my executive order, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this. We got here 2 weeks before the election or whatever, before the inauguration. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to do it right now. I mean, he could do that, and that I think that would solve it. I don't see – these people are so corrupt. I don't know what else besides force, the force of law backed by the military, because the law in the Supreme Court is ignoring this. The law backed by the military is the only thing that will solve this. That's the feeling I'm getting. Do you agree with that, or am I off base?
No, I agree with you. And that's why I want martial law for all the states, because we've got to keep law and order, and we can't have people running willy-nilly around. They're destroying data on these Dominion voting machines and all those things that they're doing.
Why hasn't he done something? Why hasn't he confiscated those machines? My God. Why hasn't Trump confiscated the machines? He has more than enough evidence.
I don't know. I would have done that. I may not have the authority unless he declares martial law.
Well, the executive order.
And the FBI, look what his Department of Justice did.
Yeah.
I mean, Barr failed the nation during its most critical time frame by not having his hands on this issue. And there are too many people involved. When you look at all this overseas coordination and that our intel apparatus did not pick it up. And we have a deep state intel problem, as you know. And these people must be held accountable, Daniel. And it's treason that they have participated in to change this government.
You know, Todd,
and he may have to take
Todd, get rid of the break here. I'm just going to go. Just give me five more minutes, General. Todd, get rid of the break, please.
Yeah.
Wait five more minutes. Give me five more minutes. I'm listening to you. I've listened to several interviews by you. I'm listening to other people. I get a lot of information. I usually can start to put things together. I usually am fairly accurate with my assumptions between contacts and everything. This is coming. I don't know if even the people listening, I don't know if they understand what General McInerney is risking by saying these things, what I am risking saying. This is a do or die. I mean, this is either or. This is a mutually exclusive proposition. Either voices like ours will be heard in the future, and our republic will move forward, and law and order and justice and truth and the Declaration of Independence will go forward, or it won't, and voices like ours will be extinguished. I mean, I think it's that dramatic. Am I over-dramatizing this, General?
I don't think so. I don't think you said it sternly enough. The fact is we are about to lose this country, and the average 50% of the American people are clueless because the mainstream media is not telling them, which means they are complicit. Why can I find out all this information, but the mainstream media people, why doesn't Chris Wallace, why isn't he doing this? Because he's complicit. Because they set up this image that people didn't like President Trump. Well, so many people liked him, they voted him in overwhelmingly. He won in a landslide.
They
and
had
I
to
believe
cheat.
The president's going to yeah. have those facts.
He broke their cheating ramifications. He broke their cheating parameters. They had to actually stop the votes because they couldn't cheat enough. They had to find a new way to cheat.
Correct. Let me give you an example, which, you know, I think the numbers on an average presidential election, we have like 55, maybe 60% of the American people vote. If you look at history, go through the very history. Well, 7 out of the 8 states were over 100%. Georgia, which was only 96%. Nevada was 125%. Pennsylvania, 109%. Minnesota, 107. North Carolina, 106. Wisconsin, 105. Michigan, 105. Arizona, 101. Look, this has never happened before in our history. The bellwether states, I forget how many locations that go Trump won like 9 out of 10 of the bellwether weather
counties. 19 bellwether counties in America, 19, and he won 18 of them. And no president has ever won in the last 50, 60 years has won the presidency without winning at least 15 of them. Biden won one of them. Anyway, that I think that's what you were saying.
Yes. So he won 18 out of the 19 bellwether.
Trump did, yeah. 18 and 19.
Trump did.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't lose any down ballots. He gained, I think it's going to end up somewhere on 14 or 15. So it doesn't pass the sniff test. If people are having problems understanding, well, you're not correct on this fact or something. Please, is the role to win a Democratic presidential election now that you, the largest conference you have or gathering is 14 people in a car blowing a horn, and you never have a press conference longer than an hour long and ask any real questions, and you live in your basement? Is that the future of all campaigning? Look, it doesn't pass the sniff test, America.
Why it knock it if it works? Hey, why knock it if it works, General?
Is Joe Biden, what was Joe Biden? Did he get, he got 8 million more votes than Obama?
No, way more than that. Yeah, 13. It was like 13 million more, something like 20.
13, well, whatever it was. You know, please.
I know it's a joke.
So, America, the only way this is going to win is if the American people support and listen to what you're saying, Daniel, and the American people say, we want the facts. There will be nothing on 20 January unless we have the facts. There's no inauguration on 20 January until we have it. That's why I believe martial law is so important. And that terrifies the Democrats. It terrifies them.
So
because
is that
then
what,
once you start asking people.
So is that what we should do? So people listening, we should raise holy hell to all our representatives. We should light up the Senate board, calling for martial law, calling for the invalidation of the votes by Pence. We should go to Washington. I mean, what is it that everybody who's listening, what exactly should they do?
Well, they should do that. They should go to their state capitals and demand that we get all the facts laid out, that we have a bipartisan commission that can tell us everything that went on during this election, and no holds barred, no inauguration until that's done. President Trump needs to have martial law to do this, and he can do it, and support him in it. If
will
you're not
he do
supporting
that?
Him, then I say if he doesn't, he's committing treason because he's not protecting the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
I sure like Sidney Powell. Do you like Sidney Powell? I love that woman.
Look, I think the world of Sidney. She's the Joan of Arc of American politics. She's standing up. I believe that President Truman will, President Trump will go down and rank with George Washington above Lincoln. This is more difficult than what President Lincoln, and as difficult as President Lincoln had it, this one's even worse. And the American people must understand, demand. See, I think he's got to take over the mainstream media and put controls on them and not let them put out all this false information. If you have to shut them down, shut them down. They shut down restaurants and don't care about the people, then let's shut down these mainstream media guys that aren't doing the job. Keep people like you open, Daniel. You are a lifeblood of this country. That's why what you're doing is so important to relate to the American people. We need to know what's going on.
Mm. General McInerney, it's been an absolute pleasure. I hope we'll be able to have you on again soon. You have a friend here. Anything you need, I don't know what we can do for you, but we're here for you. Last thought, just any thought that you have, final thoughts yours.
Wake up, America. Rise up. Defend our nation, this republic, or we're going to lose it. I know you don't envision you having to meet a crisis like this, but you must support transparency by the current president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, to tell you and to find out in a bipartisan commission what happened and what transpired during this election with all the foreign involvement, China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, there are a whole host of them that did it. Be aware of what's going on.
Hold on right there, General. Just stay right there. Todd, can you run to the commercial? Can you run the commercial, run the break, and then I'll come back on the other side. I just want to say bye to the General. Okay. He's going to run the commercial. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll do a break and then we'll come back. I'll have Uncle Kevin, will be here. We'll comment. Just stay right there, General. I'd like to, say something to you during the break. During the
sure.
break.
Existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
I've been taking the curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Mana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Sorry about that. We're doing a little, because we're trying to record this and what have you with the general. That was a great friend. Come on. We're going to hopefully stay in contact with him. I'm sure we will. He's a patriot. I mean, talking to him during the break and just getting a feel for him, he is an expert. I don't think I made that clear enough. An expert in cyber warfare. He knows exactly what went on to a great extent, at least the basics of this. He completely understands what just went on. And getting the American people to understand this is paramount. We're going to bring in Uncle Kevin for the last 15 minutes or so of the show to go over this. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Great to be back again. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. Well, you were just there listening.
I was. Interview. I loved it.
Yeah, so what were your impressions just right off the bat?
He seemed a little worried.
Well, aren't you?
Yeah.
Aren't you?
No, yeah. Uh-huh. He didn't seem too confident about Trump taking the reins and declaring martial law and doing what he's got to do.
It's very puzzling why certain things he hasn't done.
Totally puzzled. You don't get it. You know why hasn't he done it already?
Why didn't he confiscate the machines?
Why didn't he?
He has the evidence to confiscate the machines.
And we were talking about this an hour ago.
Yeah.
First thing we would have done, go grab that lady.
On that video.
On that video.
Yeah.
Done deal. She'd squeal like a pig.
FBI refuses. This is like 101.
Yeah.
I would get that. You get the lady. Why do you? I'm not being racist. That black lady, because she had her name on her freaking sweatshirt. That's why you grab her. You know exactly who she is.
Yeah. Easy. Done deal. She'd be squealing right now. And you know.
Yeah. Just,
why he didn't do that? I don't. Maybe he did. I haven't heard anything. But
maybe
he did.
I don't know.
But you would think he'd make it public.
I doubt it, because there's, like General said, the judge in Georgia says, no, we're not going to throw out votes just because we can't substantiate an address. No. Just because you don't have an address in Georgia that we can't confirm. Nah.
No. Nope. Ain't doing it.
No.
We're counting. We'll probably double count them.
Well, triple on it. It's triple. It's triple vote. Triple stamps.
Triple witching day.
Yeah. Triple. It's triple vote. January. If there's election January, it's triple votes.
There you go.
You remember
that's what they did. They counted. They easily counted Biden's three times.
Well,
no way he got 20 million votes.
Well, I say there's no way he got 50 million. I don't know what he got. There's no way he got 50 more than in the 50 millions to me. No way.
Absolutely not.
A couple of things he said. This is so important to talk to people. I think, this narrative, corporate media has done an excellent job of propaganda. Oh, well, there's nothing to see here. And that people get, well, I guess there's nothing we can do. There's not. Oh, ho hum. I mean, my God, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is like somebody, robbing your house. and take
absolutely.
And you, you figuratively, or you got a gun in your house, and somebody comes to your house, you defend yourself. You defend your house.
There is no 4 years.
There's
no 4 years from now.
There's a couple things you need to, I think, that you can spout out to people. Pennsylvania, he said it. Pennsylvania mailed out 1.8 million mail-in ballots. 1.8 million. Received back 2.5. Boom. Many of the states, the eight battleground states, so seven of the eight had over 100% voter turnout. Okay, do you have any idea how
impossible that is?
Well, to start with, it's impossible.
Yeah.
But we're talking 90, like 96 is impossible. No, there's never been 96%. It's usually like he said, 55 to 60%. Right. Let's say if it was overly charged, let's say 70, 75 would be like tremendous.
Tremendous turnout.
Would be tremendous turnout. And all those battleground states, except Georgia, which was 96%, were over 100%. It's impossible to have 105% of legal registered voters in a, that is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible.
So that if that's impossible, that means there's voter fraud.
That means there's something wrong.
Yeah, and then Barr says, "I don't see nothing wrong here."
Well, he probably didn't see anything
because he didn't look.
Because he didn't. Yeah. It's easy not to see anything if you close your eyes.
Yes. Well, Deputy Dog. You know, we watched that cartoon for years.
Yeah. Just close, ladies and gentlemen, close your eyes.
Yeah.
And then tell me what you see.
I see nothing. Schultz.
Yeah. I see nothing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
From Hogan's Heroes?
Yeah, Hogan's Heroes. I see nothing.
Where do you think this is going to go?
There's only one place it has to go, and Trump's got to declare martial law. Has to.
Well,
I think he's going to do it.
I don't think he has to say it in those terms because it has such a negative connotation. He has the executive order.
Mm-hmm.
He has the proof.
He didn't write that executive order for nothing 2 years ago. He knew what was coming.
Well, everybody was supportive of it.
Yeah.
Because of Russia.
Oh, absolutely.
What's her name? Powell's done the report that proof positive. Here's the evidence. Foreign interference in the election.
Mm-hmm.
So he has justification right now. He doesn't have to wait. He can do it right now. I'm invoking the executive order from 2018, and I am confiscating the machines. There's a variety of things he can do.
Property? All their property?
That's in there.
Yeah, they can seize all their assets. Can you imagine taking CNN and seizing all their assets and everybody who works there?
Yeah.
Yeah. What a win for America, and give it back to the American people.
Well, it would stop all this.
Yeah, totally.
You don't stop a bully by appeasing them. You know, this we got this idea like, well, you know, he's got to navigate. No, you kick him
in the teeth.
No. That you don't have a choice. See,
no,
that's the thing.
We have no choice.
Right. We get in this mindset where we think we have a choice. We can just skate. No.
No, we do not have a choice.
No.
It's now or never. We'll never have this opportunity again. It'll never be afforded to us. They're going to lower the boom on us. The vaccines are hurting people already, and they're going to bring.
This is the moment that we have waited for.
Yes.
We are at our strongest. When I say we, Americans, our patriotic Americans, our republic, we are at our strongest right now. We have ever been in decades, I promise you. And we are at our weakest. The New World Order is at its strongest right now and at its weakest.
That is correct.
Both of those things are true on both accounts.
And who's going to step up to the plate?
And who's going to step up? You know they're going to push.
Yep.
But if the American people with conviction step up, there's no antidote in world history for the conviction of the American people behind the Republic.
Mm-hmm.
There is.
People got to call, just like that McElhinney said, got to call their representatives and blow their blow them off the wall, calling them.
We got Todd. Todd, I don't know if you hear me. We're on regular schedule now. Is it gonna it's gonna end like regular? Okay, so we got about 7-8 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. January 6th. Do we need to go there? I mean, what needs to happen?
Millions and millions of people got to go there. Absolutely. The more people there, if 5 million people show up and shake the halls of Congress, that's what they got
to
do.
Well, they're like Jericho. They need to march around that's it for right. 7 days and mm-hmm. then blow the ram's horn and make it fall.
Yeah, exactly. And bullhorn the Congress, bullhorn the
Supreme Court.
We are not going to let you get away with it. You think you can walk away with this? This is your duty. You're supposed to rule on this. You're supposed to see it. That's Texas's only remedy.
Well, I didn't say it clear enough before General McInerney, but what I was trying to say, this isn't the Supreme Court, and this is not, I am not over-dramatizing this. What the Supreme Court did by not hearing their case is an affront to the Constitution. It is an affront.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is a direct assault mm-hmm. on our republic. Because the founding fathers, when they started our nation, all these states are sovereign. And they said, okay, we're going to come together and we're going to basically give up a little bit of our sovereignty, not a lot, a little bit of our sovereignty in these areas. We will do it. Why? Because if we have a disagreement, the original jurisdiction, none of this BS district court and all this little courts, and I'm not going in their state court. They're
That's
not coming
right.
in our state court. We're going straight to the Supreme Court, and they're going to hear our case.
They are duty-bound. Duty-bound to hear it.
So what the Supreme Court just told you and all of us...
Stick it.
...is the Constitution is not in effect.
Right, yeah. We're under corporate law. So.
Or we're into some variation, you know, quasi-constitutional corporate variant. And so what do you think is going to happen if we let this... This is not exaggerated. This is, ladies and gentlemen, Biden gets in, we won't be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're literally risking our lives to say what we're saying right now.
And that's no joke. Yeah, absolutely.
And so please, for the love of God and country.
Yes.
Say your prayers.
Oh, yeah.
Call your friends, call your congressman, yell, go to Washington on January 6th if you can.
If you can.
Get the ram's horn out, beg God to forgive you, beg God to end this abortion.
Mm-hmm.
If we can ever end this Roe versus Wade, you're going to see some spiritual power come back in this country.
Oh, yeah.
But if we, you think, well, you know, I don't like President. Look, if you want any chance of Roe versus Wade being overturned, then Trump has to win. Any chance.
You want to reopen your business? Trump has to win. You got a small business. Biden's going to shut it down. Destroy your businesses. Destroy your family. Destroy what you've worked through all your life. Is that what you want? Now's the time to step up. Now's the time to call. We're not going to put up with this, our representative.
Anytime you hear anybody say anything, you have to be ready to give them an answer. And I gave you three or four little simple things. You know, the 8 battleground state had over 100% of voter turnout. How's that possible? How did Pennsylvania get 700,000 more ballots? Where did they come from?
Yeah.
And that printing where they printed the ballots in New York, supposedly there was just a real suspicious fire. Supposedly the place burned down.
Yeah.
I was going to bring that up to General. I forgot about that. And Nashville. I didn't even ask about Nashville. Boy, that was weird.
Everything blew out, not in. Did you see the debris?
Yeah, that was weird.
That wasn't weird. The explosion was inside and it blew everything out. That wasn't weird.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, that's the wrong word.
Yeah.
I try not to use such dramatic, you know, I try to down, you know, to not be, but these are such dramatic times, ladies and gentlemen.
We don't have time to play around. There is no time. This is the time. We got 23 days left, I think it is. Got to support Trump. Let him know that, I don't know.
Well, it's not supporting Trump. See, that's again where people, I think the real patriots and especially people who listen to the show and myself, I have these struggles. It's not supporting Trump. It's supporting our republic.
Yeah, the Constitution.
It's supporting our republic and our Constitution.
Right.
That's they're one and the same in this issue. Not 100%, 1,000%. Like the voter turnout in North Carolina, 106%.
Yeah,
it's 106%. It's not even 100%. We got a minute or so left. The vaccine, obviously, we're getting more and more nurses are getting Bell's palsy. Tiffany Dover, the one who fainted on TV, she took the vaccine. They're talking to her and then she faints. She passes out. And people can't find her.
No, they can't find her.
I'm not saying she's dead or not dead.
Me either.
But nobody can find her. And
you would think she'd tweet or whatever that thing she's on, Facebook
Instagram or whatever.
I'm okay. Because she was on there. They said she posted almost every day. You would think.
I don't know.
And everybody's asking her, are you okay? Are you okay? No answer.
It could be a total setup. It could be false disinformation to make the vaccine, the pro medical choice people look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know what the answer
is. But you would think just normally she'd come out and say, yeah, I just had a fainting spell. I'm okay. Don't worry about me. Thank you for all your prayers.
I've said it 1,000 times on the show. Conviction will win. And the American people, you don't need a lot, 5-10% of the people, if they are convicted and they're standing before God with the righteous indignation of the universal power that is vested and inherited in our country, the deep state has no prayer.
Right. And if you can make it to Washington the 6th, be there. Be there.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, who knows how many broadcasts we'll have left. We love you. We care about you. Thank you for all your support, all you do. Please support us over at the Power Mall. Please support yourself, your family. Hold them tight, your family, your loved ones. If you can, get them out of government school. This whole thing, everything that Joyce, from now until that we have taught you, is so you can be independent, you can be free, you can be happy, healthy, and successful. That's what we want. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you.
See you soon.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.